Yo, what's up? This is your main man, Slink Johnson, master of the West African monkey spank technique, and I'm tapping in with Michelle C and Candy Kisses TV, man. Make sure you follow me on all your social networks, and most importantly, on Cash App at $SlinkJohnson. Everything else, hit me at Slink Johnson. Tap in for anything Slink Johnson. Make sure you check me out live on stage and venues near you, man, all the time. Michelle C, Candy Kisses TV, and you know we smoking yours.
It's the Jill of all trades, Michelle C, a.k.a. DJ Make a Move. She cute. Your host of Candy Kisses TV, everywhere you need to be. And if you don't know by now, it's not your typical interview, y'all.
Candy Kisses, blown away. Candy Kisses, TV for tomorrow.
What up, what up, what up, Kiss fam? It is your girl Michelle C, aka DJ Make a Move, the Jill of all trades, and I am back with another banger. Now, you know what I gotta do each and every time, like I do on all the shows. I gotta threaten you a little bit. Subscribe now. I'm gonna tell your mama, act like she don't raise you right. And I'm so serious about my subscriptions. I'm gonna let my Aquarius sisters let you know how you really feel.
I don't wanna fuck nobody up.
No, 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 no.
I don't wanna fuck nobody up.
I don't wanna fuck nobody up. But I will.
If I have to.
And that's how Mary had a little lamb. So now we are in something. Okay, let me tell you something. If y'all didn't pray today, y'all need to, because Black Jesus is in the building. You hear me? This man has stages all over America. Give it up for the one and only Slink Johnson.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. What's up, Candy Kisses TV?
What?
You tapped me in one time, you know. Oh, just enjoying a nice rainy afternoon in Southern California today. You know, I just re-woke up. You got to pardon me. You had called. I was asleep. Yeah. So I'm glad you texted. If you wouldn't have texted, I ain't going to lie. I probably wouldn't have. I forgot all about it.
You know, not from L.A.
Man, they say my ass up.
California, but they be lying.
Oh, they lying like a motherfucker.
So we're going to get into your business real quick. So I normally always
What's
like to ask
Michelle?
Comedian.
Before you get into my business, I want to tell you thank you for coming up and doing your thing. You killed it down there at ATL Comedy Theater. Thank you so much. You know what I'm talking about? You showed up and showed out. Thank you so much, Michelle.
I appreciate the time. I had a ball. We acted a whole fool that night.
Yeah, that was live. That was live.
So, first things first, when did you know that you wanted to be in the entertainment industry?
You know, Michelle, I want to say, I probably knew it like most of us know it. You know, a lot of us probably don't have dreams and aspirations of becoming a star. But when the moment you're born and you're looking at TV, you dream of being in that position somewhere or dream of being, noticed for something good. So I say, all my life, who doesn't want to be a star? You know what I mean? But I think all my life, but for the most part, around the time I was probably in, you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you, Michelle. I don't know, because I didn't give being in the entertainment field much serious thought until about 92.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I was, you know, rapping on the mic and stuff, but I had always been what a lot of people around me consider a funny or a jovial type character. So, you know, I've always been a class clown. I've always been clowning and always been, you know, that type of dude since all my life. But now, you know, you're the first person to make me think, like, really, my aspirations for Hollywood did not really happen until I was, you know, started rapping. You know, prior to that, I just always had been I always been popular. I always been a popular character about my area. You know what I mean? But I never really gave thought to like, yo, I want to, you know, use this popularity and become a star. But it wasn't until about, you know, about 1992.
Well, I heard you had bars. I knew you was in the rap game. But so with that, because I always know that as a comedian, you have to be a good writer. So did your writing techniques just spawn off from the rapping and then you just got into like the comical side of it?
No, I've been comical first. I think the comedy helped me with rap.
Okay.
You know, comedy and being good, being decent with words helped me with rap. You know what I mean? So it was the other way around, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's just comedy. I wasn't tapping into it. It was more of a personality thing and not necessarily aspiration for Hollywood. It was just my personality.
Now, I know everybody, when you first started, because you've been doing your the rapping for a minute, when did you first hit the comedy stage? Do you remember your like feeling that when you first hit that comedy stage? Was it nervous or was it just like another stage for you?
2012, nervous excitement, very nervous excitement. I went on stage at the J Spot, legendary comedy club in Inglewood, California. I went on stage that night at the J Spot with no set. I just had a whole lot of angst and frustration. And the only way I could release was, you know, was on stage. And that was a great thing for me. Great night. I think my first show was my best show, Stellar Night. My first show was my very best, not knowing at all what the hell I was doing. You know what I mean? Just going off raw energy and emotion. You know what I mean? And I'm glad it went that way.
Well, you went up there with no set. How did you know what you was going to talk about? You was just frustrated about something that happened that day?
Well, you know, I had no formal set. I had things that I talked about with a friend of mine named Jason Van Veen. We used to always talk on the phone, and I'd vent about my life and the way I'd vent. He'd be laughing. It's funny to him how I talk, but I'd be venting like real life shit. And, you know, again, he kind of compiled that stuff for me together. And again, it wasn't no set, but these are things we had talked about already before. It's funny, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I just kind of took those things. To this day, I don't work out. I don't have a set written down.
Okay.
I don't have a set. I got things about my life I like to share, and they might come in any order.
I know that's right. Cause look, my when I've got into comedy, I've been behind the scenes for comedy for years. But it's funny that like the people around me, they be like, "Oh, you're funny. You do this," and I'm like, "Eh," because you just me and you. So you don't know that being you is funny. You be like, look, that's who I am.
Laughing my pain.
I'm trying to tell you, because I done been through some shit. But so, I got a question. Who is your favorite person to make laugh that you know personally?
My favorite person to make laugh that I know personally? Mm-hmm. My girl. If I make my girl laugh, I know she, I know it's good. She's a hard critic.
You know it. They always are. The people that's closest to you, they'll be like, "Ah, nigga, that ain't funny." So you know if they laughing.
The kids don't give a damn. Don't nobody. Now shut up, nigga.
Right. What's one challenge you had to face in the industry and how did you overcome it?
One challenge facing in the industry is distinguishing personalities. And removing your personal opinion and feelings from certain things that happen in Hollywood. People, there'd be a whole lot of smiles from the cameras, a whole lot of quote unquote friends, but when you need a friend, they ain't always there. And it took me, something I had to learn and to not be upset about, it is what it is. It's the nature of the business, you know what I'm saying? And be looking chubby, but these niggas ain't shit.
Man, you better say that. Say it loud for the nigga in the back, boy. These niggas, you've been thinking that your homies your whole life, and you'd be like, "Oh, so you ain't shit. Okay, that's what's up."
Right. You know, that shit is like rap. You see Drake and Rick Ross and all them niggas, it's just the same way, man. You know what I'm saying? They be cool for a minute. It's a blood sport. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, it's only a few that's really trying to see you. There's only a few that's really trying to see you win or open the door for them opportunities that they can. You know what I mean? It's because there's some people that can open some doors for some opportunities that don't always open them doors. They sitting right there. They can open that door for you, but they don't always do it. And, you know, I think, again, the biggest thing for me is learning how to not be upset about it. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, everybody trying to eat for themselves. And, you know, I know how low on the totem pole I am for different people. And I'm cool with that. It's all right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The one thing, let me ask you this. What would you, if somebody was asked you, how would you perceive the comedy game? Like, what would be your best way to describe the comedy game?
The comedy game is goddamn, it's what you make it. Okay. It's what you make it. It's what your worth at. It's what your work ethic, it's what your work ethic can dictate. It's what you make it. You know what I mean? It's your own opinions. You know. Again, some people go through the game mad. I'm of the idea that I want to make everything I do fun, yeah. And I think it's probably why I'm taking the long route. You know what I mean? Because I'm not trying to take this shit too serious.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, serious is a heart attack, but not serious at all because it's you know, it is what it is. It's an objective kind of game. You know, you're good today, you're not tomorrow. So you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the ride, man.
I'm going to tell you straight up, like I've been in the game behind the scenes for quite some time, for about maybe 10, 12 years, but like on the stage doing it myself for like 3. And within these little 3 years, I'm like, this ain't number high school all over again. It's like, is popularity who you know? Is this like, oh, that's what it, okay, shit. Now I know how to move. Because when you first in there, you don't know how to move. And then you start looking like, oh,
how do absolutely. You absolutely. Absolutely. You don't know how to, you don't know how to move. You awestruck and you amazed. And then I learned, you know, it ain't always cool to meet your idols.
Sometimes listen, you better say that because I done met some.
Sometimes you got to leave your idols where they at, man. So you can keep your idea of your idols. You know what I mean?
Yep. Well, you know what? How long you been in LA? You been in LA pretty much most of your life or?
Most of my life, yeah.
Okay, so I would say like LA.
I've been here since I was 10 years old. I know a whole lot of niggas' mamas, and I've been here since I was 10 years old. So that's just, I ain't gonna say how old I am now, but I've been here since I was 10, and I know a whole lot of niggas' mamas.
And you ain't gonna say how you feel, mama. I noticed like Atlanta, because I'm from LA, but I'm in Atlanta now, and I feel like Atlanta and LA, we are pretty much, I guess, like. The celebrities ain't a big deal for us no more. Like you can, you know how
no, not at all, man.
It's like, nah, we see them niggas at the Wing King. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not that big of a deal,
man.
No more.
Celebrities are so not a big deal in LA and Atlanta. You know, your favorite niggas be bitch ass niggas to a lot of niggas in LA. Like, oh, that nigga's a bitch. You be happy. Oh, look at such saw that whole ass nigga.
Right. But all right. We are moving on. So you're known for playing Black Jesus and you on somebody's PlayStation right now with the game. Yeah. So how did you come about getting that role and how was the experience for that?
Black Jesus came from God himself. Put me in the right place at the right time with the right people. A friend of mine, who I've been friends with since about 1993, was a budding filmmaker. And shit, man, he always took a liking to my personalities. And he always, from the time we met, he was including me in his student films and things of that nature and stuff that I wasn't really tripping about. I was just really doing this with him because this is my partner, my friend. I enjoyed being around my friend doing it. So we was doing the sketches, and you know, this predates YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we was doing the sketches and stuff, so, and the people that would see them would like them, and you know, we was getting some good props for the review. I mean, good props for the stuff. But anyway, my boy, you know, putting in his 10,000 hours, he ended up meeting and working for Aaron Magruder. And through his association and acquaintance with Aaron Magruder, I was introduced to him. And, you know, I got a chance to do some sketches and some stuff, you know, under Aaron's direction. And some, you know, around this time, YouTube was a thing already. And, you know, he dropped the sketches on YouTube. And people took to him. People took to him. And Black Jesus was in fruition from, I mean, Black Jesus was in the making from like 2008 and came to TV in 2014.
Yeah.
So, you know, I first started doing the sketches in 2014 just as a sketch, you know, nothing. And to me, it wasn't nothing heavy, you know what I mean? I didn't understand what was going on, but it was just like Aaron making that Tessa and throwing it out there for people. And Adult Swim kind of watched it and cultivated it over the years. And, you know, I guess whenever the negotiations or, you know, when God's timing was time, you know, it happened.
That's dope. And then you got to work with some heavy hitters, like you got worked with R.I.P. Charlie Murphy, and I know he was funny as hell. So how was that?
Oh, absolutely, Michelle. It was awesome, man. Just like anybody else, you know, it ain't like I've been doing this shit all my life. You know what I'm saying? I've been watching the greats, just like you have, man. And so to work with a guy like Charlie Murphy, John Witherspoon, Corey Holcomb, Keith David, DC Curry, Earthquake, all these different great comedians, to be able to work with them again, I was more than awestruck, because I'm coming from a fan's perspective. It's like this, man, I'm just dribbling ball on the side of the court one day, and the next day I ain't playing. I'm just dribbling the ball on the court, and the next day I'm in the league. So my mind was blown, you know, to be able to do it. But you know, again, I'm thankful to have the opportunity to work with them kind of guys. And, you know, they threw me some hell of a lobs. You know what I'm saying? Those guys, you know, being the seasoned veterans they are and were, you know, they threw the lob and allowed a brother to score some points, man. And, you know what I'm saying? They helped me look good. And I really appreciate that, man. That was a real good play right there. Because if it wasn't for them assists, you know what I mean? I might have been balling a little bit, but it's some tough competition out there. And I have some heavy assists on my team, man, that, you know, really allowed me to flourish, man. I thank the guys for that.
Candid Kisses TV is brought to you by Kissable Lips Cosmetics. You can be kissed without kissable lips. Shop KissableLipsCosmetics.com today for all your beauty needs.
You know what? It's funny that you say that, because, like, I'm, you know, it's cute, and there are certain things where, like, you can see, you know, a beginner actor and someone that's seasoned. I was watching, you know, behind the scenes where there was two actors, like, they had different setups and two actors, and I was just like, I was bored as hell. I was like, these niggas are trash. But they put another actor in with the same dude, and for some reason, that dude was able to pull out what he needed. I was just like, that is the importance of being around niggas that's dope.
Absolutely. Absolutely, 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 absolutely.
I was like, man, if you want this dude, you would have been trashed that whole scene, bro. Like, that's why I was like, I want to make sure I'm always elevating. Anybody that I'm around, they got to either be, no matter of fact, I don't want them to be on my level. I want them to be beyond my level so I can make sure I'm better.
Iron sharpens iron, you know what I mean? So you definitely, you know, you ain't getting no better if you ain't playing with nobody that's better than you. So, you know what I mean? You definitely need that. And I was, again, afforded an amazing opportunity to be number one on the call sheet with guys that were definitely, you know, number ones for sure. You know what I mean? So that was dope, man. To be, you know, again, Charlie taught me a lot. John taught me a lot. Corey teaches me a lot. Great dudes, man. I love them dudes, man. Corey Holcomb, that's my guy, man.
That's a blessing.
Real nigga. Yeah,
speaking of blessings, you've been blessed to be on, like, the voice of the Grand Theft, and then you also are the new voice of the character on Good Time. So how's that going?
Oh, it's going great, man. I'm a lot of dialogue, you know, people are enjoying the show, and it's a lot of dialogue being sparked by, so I'm very happy to be a part of it, you know, very thankful, you know, anything that can spark conversation and you know, entertain at the same time, you know, I'm always happy to be part of such a legendary ensemble, a cast of producers, actors, man, and it's just an amazing thing. You know, again, another opportunity, you know, to be on paper with some of the greats. You know what I mean? Norman Lear, Seth MacFarlane, You know what I'm saying? That's Stephen Curry. That's definitely, you know, on some professional tip. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's nice to be able to say you work with some very, very talented people like that, very esteemed and talented people like that. So yeah, I'm proud as hell of it.
So let me ask you this, because I mean, there's only like there's a little bit of controversy behind it, but for me, I didn't get to see the episode yet. I saw the trailer. And it was just, you know, people say their opinions about the trailer, whatever. From when you all got into this new show, was the concept to be exactly like the original show, or was it just a twist on the original show?
It's an animated reboot.
Okay. That's it?
That's it. It's an animated reboot.
Oh, you know, I'm tell you the vibes that I got. The vibes, because like I said, I haven't watched it yet. The vibes I got, it reminded me a little bit of Bebe's Kids. It was like, you know, like just a comical type of twist on what the original was. But that's just what I got.
I can get that. I can get that. You know, they say all niggas look alike. So, you know, it's all right. That's just what it is. It's just what it is. It's okay.
No,
they
I mean,
say all, like, you know they say all niggas look alike.
It's just like, you know how like...
No, it's not a bad thing at all. Because niggas is handsome. So I'm happy to be a nigga.
It's like when you read the comments and everybody's opinion, I'm like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't have an opinion yet because I haven't got a chance to watch the show yet. I'm
just going from what they're saying. Watch the show and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Some people trip. They say, all niggas look alike. It's all right. But you know, my barber told me I look like Idris. So we all right. We all right. The barber told me that shit. He said, "Ali, you look like, man, you got that Idris Elba profile." I said, "Nigga, for real?" Like, nigga.
I know that's right. Well, I'm definitely gonna be watching it today. I just been busy, that's why I hadn't got a chance to watch it. But I just wanted to really know what your feedback was of, you know, the positive whatever people are saying. You all right?
Please watch it. I'm just smoking some good weed. You gotta please watch it, because it's like sometimes you ever had seen some weed, it looked like some real boof. That's just some bullshit. Like to you, it looked like some boof. Like, ooh, that's just ugh. And then you hear some of that shit, and you're like, wow, that's some of that pie-yow. This might be how you feel about this show. Y'all watch it. It's that pie-yow.
Yeah, I don't like when I saw the trailer, I didn't have a good, bad, or ugly. I was like, okay, it's a new show coming up. That's how I looked at it.
It's a new show coming out, man. That's going to be enjoyed for years to come. Everybody watch Good Time streaming on Netflix right now, man. Such a great cast. J.B. Smoove, Yvette Nicole Brown, Jay Farrell, Marsai Martin, myself, Godfrey. So many dope characters in there, man. Y'all check it out, man. I thank everybody for their support and their love and their well wishes, man. Everybody who have otherwise, man, I love y'all too, man. I love everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to watch it today. I promise you that. I'm excited to see it. All right, we are moving on. What are some words of wisdom you would give any upcoming entertainer or entrepreneur?
Some words of wisdom I would give any upcoming entertainer or entrepreneur is do not stop. There is no handbook. There is no guide to your journey. Everybody's journey is different. One nigga tell you how he got on and it might have worked for him. It might try. And you might try. And it might work for you too. It might not. But just understand your journey is yours and don't stop. And understand that things are going to happen in your life that are going to try to deter you from your journey. Life happenings, like, you know, again, you're going to have your car going to go out. People going to die. People going to get sick. Mates are going to leave. Different things are going to happen that are going to try to deter you or derail you from your journey. However, you have to know that these are things that happen in life. You lick your wounds, shake that bullshit off, and you keep the fuck going. Because at the end of the day, your dream is yours, and you cannot wait for niggas. Do not wait for niggas. Do your shit, because at the end of the day, while you waiting for niggas, it's going to be 20 years going by, and you didn't get nothing done because you waiting for your group member. You waiting for a nigga to write you some shit. Nigga, fuck all that. Nigga, you better go out there and find your way. It ain't no handbook. It ain't no directions. Mm-hmm. Find your way. Keep going. Don't stop. That's my advice.
You just made the sound bite of the day. That's the sound clip right there. Come on now on this good Sunday.
Guess what? Candid Kisses TV has merch. That's right. You can find it at artistperiod.com.
We have everything you need. We have hoodies. We have coffee mugs. We even have throw pillows and beach towels for the summer. Get it right. Keep it tight. Listen, everything you need to get your drip right, artistperiod.com has it for you. That's artistperiod.com. Get your drip right with artistperiod.com and Candid Kisses TV. Make sure you get it today. Kiss or diss? You ready? These are some celebrity crushes.
Yes.
All right. We got Regina King or Kerry Washington. Who you kissing? Who you dissing?
Oh. I'm kissing Regina King on her hand, and I'm a diss Kerry Washington.
All right. Next one: Meg Thee Stallion or Glorilla. Who you kissing? Who you dissing?
I was just talking to my girl about this yesterday. I hate to admit it, man. I don't hate to admit shit. I'm a kiss Glorilla.
Okay.
And I'm a diss Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, Glow. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Last one. We're gonna keep it TV themed. All right. We got Harriet Winslow from Family Matters or Florida Evans from Good Times.
Oh man, Harriet Winslow from Family Matters of Florida having some good times. Oh, give me Harriet. Give me Harriet Winslow. Well, Harriet's the grandma.
No, Harriet was the mom. I mean the mom of the
okay, give me Harriet. You know, all my sisters is beautiful. You know, I am a comedian. Before y'all get mad, I love all my black sisters. I love my baby mama black, my mama black, my sister black. I love all my black women. Don't get me wrong. All the black sisters is beautiful. But I'm going to take Harriet Winslow because something about Esther Roll or Afro don't sit well with me. It never sat well with me. She's beautiful, but I just can't get that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like Esther Roll. She kind of made me want to go to civics class or something. I don't know. Something about a Harriet. You know what I'm saying? She's want to throw it on. What's her name? Carl Winslow. She's trying to throw that pussy. I mean, she's trying to throw that shit on Carl.
We move on.
But much respect to all jokes, all funny games. But much respect to the legend. Miss Esther Rowe, may God bless her soul, you know what I mean? And, you know, just all goes again. Especially right now, motherfucker. Oh, he dissing him, man. Shut up. Shut your motherfucking ass up. Damn. Niggas, man.
I got the opinion. Shit, it is what it is. All right, we move on to our DAQs. Okay. If crime was legal for a day, what would you do?
If crime was legal for a day, what would I do? Mm-hmm. If crime was legal for a day, I would not commit crime because I'm a morally upstanding citizen and a black man and a child of God.
Oh, okay. That's what we're going to do? Okay. Yes. All right, next one. What was the worst job you ever had?
What was the worst job that I've had? Oh, I've had several bad jobs. I think the first one kind of come to mind right now was a bad job. I was a merchandiser. I was doing merchandising at Home Depot. I used to work for this company that used to send people in overnight and basically switch the way the shit looked. So when you come in Home Depot in the morning, set up these racks with the new little displays and all that shit and things of that nature. I used to do that overnight. And I'm not good overnight. You keep your graveyard job. My motherfucking ass found a way to go to sleep. We was working at Home Depot. I went in the garden department and laid on a bag of fertilizer. And woke up, went to sleep, and woke up with a white man in my face talking about, go home, Gerald. Just go home. I hated that job. It was cool. The niggas I was working with was cool, but I did that over that nighttime shit. No, night, you supposed to be asleep overnight. God bless all the people that work overnight. Huh?
I said, nigga will find a way to go to sleep. You hear me?
Nigga, I was on back. I was laying on the bag of fertilizer, sleep, knocked out. That motherfucker was comfortable too, and it was cool.
I used to work at what's the place? I used to work for Kmart a couple of, like when I was like 16, and it was pretty. You know what? I just thought about it. It was merchandising because that's what we was doing. We was kind of like remodeling the store or whatever. But what would happen is, you know, before you can go on break, they would say, "All right, refurb team, cold B." That means cold break. I wouldn't have to wait for cold B. I would find me a long pair of jeans, nigga. I slide up on that motherfucker, curl up there, I be gone. You wouldn't be mad.
If I'm on break anyway, let me sleep.
Tell you, I was gone. Find me a good little dressing room.
Fuck all that. Fuck all that shit, man.
If you could crip walk on anyone that you know personally in your past with no consequences, who would it be?
Oh, if I could see walk on anybody. Oh, who would I see walk on? Man, I say who? Oh, I ain't gonna say him. Who got who?
You ain't gotta say that name. You can just say you why.
Man, who would I crib walk on? I don't know, man. You know what? I woke up choosing love this morning. I don't feel no kind of way about nobody. I don't know. Who I want to crip walk on? Okay, who can I crip walk on? I don't know. I would love to crip walk on Willie Lynch, bitch ass, if he was a real person.
Nice.
I don't know.
All right,
crip walk on Stacey Coon, bitch ass.
Okay. All right. What's one embarrassing moment from your childhood that you're willing to share?
Oh, one time, I don't even remember this, but my family got a picture of me. I was young little Sprite, about 6 years old, and we was visiting LA. I think we was here for my uncle Dave's funeral. I don't know. But anyway, we traveled. It was my first time on a plane. We came out here. I was 6 years old, and I got a picture. I don't know. I was at my auntie's house, and my family got a picture of me and my auntie, and maybe my mom and my auntie and me, and I had on these pair of green tough skins, and they was like dark green around the inside of the left leg because I had pissed on myself.
Oh, Lord.
And they I'm only like six. They took a picture of a nigga with some pissy pants on, you dirty motherfucker. I was about six. It was shocking to me. It was shocking to me, Michelle. I was out here. I was in California. I had took a flight. I'm 6 years old. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But pants pissy as a motherfucker. I'm gonna try to find that motherfucker one day. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who got it, but I was pissy as fuck.
Dude, you need to look. You need to take that picture, make it merch, put it on there. Start from the bottom. Now we're here, nigga.
Started from the bottom. That's part of my whole brand, though. Actually, though, Michelle. You know what I'm saying? I think. I'm thankful for being allowed such a platform and such opportunities, man. And I pride myself on being able to be a people's person, man. Just kind of, I like to relate to people. We human, man. Yeah. Shit happens, homie. Shit happens to all of us, bro. And just because, you know, you got a lot of cameras, a lot of followers, don't mean that you're above. Shit happens, man. Shit, you know, I think for me, people really draw to me because, you know, I accept that. I embrace that. We human, man. We all human, man. Chill out, bro. You see me, Michelle.
Let me tell you something. This is the first piss story we done had. Because most people that had on the show, they always had a shit story. But we ain't had no piss story. So you the first.
Oh, I got a shit story, too. I sharted myself not too long ago. Nigga getting older and shit. Let out the little soft fart. Let that little soft one out. You thought it was like cool. You know what I'm saying? Like it's cool. There ain't nothing but air and that motherfucker slide out wet. Like oh shit. That ain't what I thought it was. Little faint line of wetness in your little drawers and shit, little chonies and shit, little chili stains and shit. That's why I grow
this shit, nigga. I'm too grown for this shit, right?
Yeah, that's why I wash my own clothes. I don't need my girl seeing that chili.
Oh yeah, cause we gonna bust you out. We don't do that.
Nah, let me be honest with you. I'm just talking shit. Any grown man with chili stains right now, you wrong, man. You should not be grown with chili stains Like, unless you just like sharded a little bit, it shouldn't be no chili stains in your drawers, man. Because if it's chili stains in your drawers, there's two things happening. One, you not wiping your ass good enough. Or two, you had them drawers on entirely too long, buddy. Change your drawers, man. Kevin Samuels said, wash your ass. Put the rag, wrap the rag around your hand, soapy rag around your hand, and put that motherfucker all the way. Just slide it up your ass crack like a debit card.
Immediately. Okay.
Immediately. Wash your ass, man.
We all move it.
Men be wanting all these sexual favors and shit, wanting all the sexual attention and shit, and you niggas don't even be washing your nether regions, man. That shit, no girl don't want to smell that shit, man.
You ain't lying.
You down there smelling like a goddamn Limburger cheese factory, nigga. Come on, man.
If you could create a lame superhero, what would their name be, and what would be their lame superpower?
A lame superhero? Mm-hmm. A lame superhero name, the Luller. Luller. He's the Luller. And as soon as they get talking, everybody go to sleep.
Mr. Lullaby, okay. You know what? I did a podcast.
Nobody would hear that shit.
No, but for real, nigga, look. I was behind the scenes of a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and the interview was cool, but the nigga's voice was so monotone, he would put niggas to sleep, bro. I was like, nigga, if I could, come on, bro. And I was like, I'm glad I'm
not. That's his superpower, right? That's his superpower right there. And on the day he can do crime with no consequence, his superpower, he'll go in the bank and just talk niggas to sleep. Yeah.
That's a good one. Shit, you might need to make that a character. Hell. All right. Name three items you would purchase to make a cashier feel uncomfortable.
Three items that I would purchase to make a cashier feel uncomfortable. Well, it depends on what kind of cashier he is. Is this a white man? You know what I mean? I don't know. To make a cashier feel uncomfortable, it depends. You know what the person is. I don't know.
All right. We'll say he's a Chinese man.
Oh. Make him feel uncomfortable. Oh, I don't know. What could make a motherfucker feel uncomfortable? I don't know. Just, I get like three fat girl naked magazines.
Okay.
And some of that, some Asian fetish, black on Asian fetish shit. I don't know. What store am I shopping at? I don't know. I mean,
did you want to be in?
I don't know. Oh, three things, a pistol, a magazine, and some bullets. You're going to get uncomfortable as fuck. That's going to make you uncomfortable as a motherfucker.
All right, we'll move on to GMG. That stands for What Grinds Your Gangster. Name one of your pet peeves.
One of my pet peeves. Not having any weed.
That's a good one. All right.
Running out of weed.
To opera that thing out. This is a fan favorite. This is where you pick any song that you know a verse to, and you sing it in your best opera voice. It could be a rap song, a theme song, a nursery rhyme, whatever you got.
One song I know all the lyrics to.
No, it don't have to be all the lyrics. It's just one verse.
Okay. Damn, when you get put on the spot, damn it. What song I was singing? God damn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you just wet and soft. Used to be down with the AK. Now I see you in the video with Michelin.
Come on, no Vaseline. That's what I'm talking about. Shit.
Looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming. That's why I went solo and kept on stomping while y'all motherfuckers moved straight out of Compton. Living with the whites, one big house.
and not another nigger in sight.
That's what I'm talking about. Look, we were literally just talking about that song the other day. I was with Marvin Hunter and a couple other comedians, right? I was like,
"What?" Shout out to Big Marvin.
I was like, "What do you think the dopest?" What was it? The rap battles.
No Vaseline. Yeah, I just tweeted that yesterday in light of Drake dropping his disc. Rick Ross coming back 2 hours later. You know, I just tweeted that, man. Like, the greatest, you can't forget the greatest diss record of all time. Like, people are lauding Drake for going after the guys he went after on this song. But Cube did it first, dismantled the whole crew and a manager in one song. So, you know, the greatest diss song of all time. You know, a lot of people like to say hit him up. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of my West Coasters is going to disagree with me on this, but not.
I think No Vaseline.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit him up. Those are the top two.
I can. I still like the Takeover. I didn't say that last night when I was having a conversation. The Takeover is actually beat Ether to me. Okay. Takeover. We got another cold one. That boy. What's them boys from New Orleans, man? That way back. The boys, they dissed Mystical. That was a hard one too. Years ago.
I didn't hear about that one.
I forget the name of that song, man. You know that song when you hear it. I forget the name of it.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, but anyway, that was hard. Yeah, it was some hard shit out there though. But Ice Cube, No Vaseline, definitely the hardest diss song of all time. Absolutely. But right now, as far as the climate today, King Kendrick yeah. Up.
Look, I didn't even know it was a diss song. When I first saw it, I was like, this track go hard. I was like, oh, he dissing somebody? That's what's up. But get back to the track, though.
yeah. Hard. Kendrick is hard, man. Like, triple, quadruple line times is the boy hard as hell.
Facts. All right, last but not least, we got our game, Sing-A-Doo. Sing-A-Doo is a family-friendly game that all can play. It's just a music game me and my homeboy, DJ All-Star, created over the quarantine. So what you're doing, you're singing the melody of the song, but you can only use the word do. So we have different categories. We got hip-hop, R&B, greatest hits, pop billboard hits, country rock, old school TV themes, and party and dance hits. So I'm going to do a couple of the songs. I'm going to let you guess, and then I'm going to hold some cards up to the camera so you can do some, and I'll try to guess. All right. I'm going to do hip-hop. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Do 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 do.
California Love.
There we go. All right. Next one. Put on the side. Oh, this is old school hip hop. Do 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 do.
Can't touch it.
There it is. All right. Hip hop again.
Kanye West, Gold Digger.
There we go. All right, come on. Let me find out you the Sing-A-Doo champ. All right, so I'm going to hold up the card to the camera and you pick a song. Once you find which one you're going to do, just let me know and I'm going to try to guess it.
Okay, I got one. Do 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 do.
Gnarls Barkley.
Do do do. Or what about this one? Do 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 do.
The beat, hold on.
Do 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 do
do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do.
Okay, what's this? You gotta hold up high. I can't see. I only see one. Okay.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Didn't play.
Okay.
All right, last.
Okay, that's it. That's it. That's it. Go. All right, one more. Is there one more underneath? I can't see. Okay. One more hand up high. All the motherfuckers, I can't give you.
Okay.
Oh,
don't you
put your
headphones out like me.
Is that the one on that? I think that's it. It's that Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes on that song?
Yeah, that's dang, I put it now. It was one.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, I know what you're talking about. No, that was CeeLo's on that song.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I ain't know none of this song right there.
Well, you did. You got
I ain't
it.
Gonna say. Okay.
And that
I thought that was it.
If anybody wants to get the game, you get it at singadoo.com. And back to you. Please let everybody know where they can find you, what shows you got coming up, what merch you selling.
Oh, man, catch me, man. You want to catch up with me, man? The easiest way is give me on Cash App. $SLINKJOHNSON. $SLINKJOHNSON, Cash App. You get a speedy response right there. Or you can follow me on all your social networks at Slink Johnson. YouTube, except YouTube, you can get me at youtube.com/slink. Check me out on the new Good Times cartoon playing on Netflix right now. Touring the country doing stand-up. Got a couple movies coming out. I Left My Heart in Colombia. I'm working on another huge animation project right now. Probably look for that next year. But Lord willing, we've been seeing each other quite a bit before then. So, you know, just check me out, man. I appreciate everybody for rocking with me. And it's all love, everybody. I'm about to eat my breakfast. I'm about to smoke some breakfast before I eat some breakfast. And, you know, yeah, man, thank y'all. Michelle C., man, thank you so much. Candy Kisses TV, man, it's always a blast, man.
All right, I appreciate you. And that has been another episode of Candy Kisses TV. You can watch us on all streaming platforms, YouTube, iHeartRadio, all that good stuff, every Monday and Thursday. Make sure you stay tuned. See you next time.
Hey,
what singer do?
Hey, what singer do?
Hey, yo, what singer do?
What singer do? Hey, cuz. What singer do, cuz?
Singer do is a music game that all can play. All you have to do is sing the melody of the song on the card using only the word do.
Do, same genre. Do.
What?
Do. Do 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 do.
Take off my shoes and relax my feet. Get to
do do do
do
do do do do do.
We'll make you
do 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 do.
You got your family and they need you there.
Oh, no,
but I tried to resist being last on your list, but no other girl's gonna do.
Order your copy today at singadoo.com.